Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Yesterday, in a room across the street from the Capitol, a meeting took place completely unnoticed by the press that marks a sea change between ministry leaders, legislators, and the policies they pursue. It was held in the Sanders Auditorium in the Department of Health and Human Services, and the room was filled with ministry leaders and heads of denominations from across Montana. It was also filled with legislators, and not just the rank and file. Speaker of the House Austin Knutson was the ranking member. It was a chance for ministry leaders and legislators to meet each other and hear each other's areas of concern. It was also a chance for the clergy to commit to the legislators to pray for them by name throughout the entire 90-day session. The meeting was hosted by the Montana Pastors Network, a group, though varied in its theology, that has come together around the core issues of life, marriage, and religious freedom. The meeting began with Pastor Terry Forkey, director of the Missouri Synod Churches in Montana, laying out the vision for the Montana Pastors Network and the role it will play in the legislative session. Pastor Forkey was followed by Dick Pence of Big Sky Worldview Forum, who led a question and answer session for the legislators, followed by yours truly laying out our legislative agenda and bringing everyone up to speed on all the bills that will affect the churches, both good and bad. The purpose of the meeting was threefold. First, to introduce the legislators to the Montana Pastors Network and their mission. Second, for the Pastors Network to tell its members exactly how they can be of service during the session. This includes praying for legislators and their families, encouraging their congregations to contact their legislators on bills that affect the church, and even to testify in front of committees if they feel led. And third, to give an accurate assessment to both clergy and the legislators of the bills that could affect the church as the session proceeds. All three goals were accomplished in spades, and everyone left feeling like the meeting was a huge success. For far too long, liberal ministers have been standing before legislative committees saying that abortion and same-sex marriage are condoned in the Bible. Nothing could be further from the truth, and now we have a committed group of pastors willing to stand before the legislature and say so. We've done that for nearly 15 years, but as I told the pastors yesterday, they have something that we'll never have. They have the standing and the anointing of a pastor, and whether the world recognizes it or not, it's a very powerful thing. Not everyone is called to testify, but we all have a role to play, and we're all called to be salt and light. After the meeting, a pastor relayed a story to me that sums this up perfectly. He said that he and his brother are both pastors, but that his brother would never dream of talking about politics. He then recalled the story of John Muhlenberg, whose statue stands in the U.S. Capitol. He was a Lutheran pastor in the 1700s who preached revolution from the pulpit, then formed and commanded the 8th Regiment of the Continental Army. His brother, Pastor Friedrich Muhlenberg, vigorously opposed involving his church in politics, until one day the British came and burned Friedrich's church to the ground. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.